beers or a stolen bottle with friends on Friday nights was my approach to maturity and adulthood. In school, I developed the reputation of never quite working up to my potential. I felt the world took things much too seriously. Where I saw myself as fun-loving and happy-go-lucky, others saw irresponsibility and insolence. A rebellious nature soon started to surface. In the mid-60s, I had the opportunity to visit my brother, who had a fellowship at a university in California. These were heady times, and my experiences there left a lasting impression on me. There was music in the air and dancing in the streets. Little wonder that after returning to the Midwest, I soon became a discipline problem. Disillusioned with what I saw as the mundane trivialities of school, I found it harder and harder to concentrate. I longed for the carefree life. By the fall of 1968, after leaving three different schools, I decided I'd had enough. So I quit the books, packed my guitar, left home, and headed back to the West Coast filled with the optimism of youth and intending to make a life for myself. My tiny grubstake soon started to run out, and work was hard to find. I panhandled a little, but found I was too proud for it, or, more likely, not hungry enough. I began living hand to mouth, but my survival skills were not as sharp as I thought. In warmer weather, I camped in the woods near the coastal highway. The barking of the sea lions made it hard to sleep. With winter approaching, I roamed the waterfront and the streets, sleeping in storerooms and seedy hotels, or flopping with migrant farm workers in town for their off-season. What had begun as an adventure was turning into